This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Last month, I got an email from a listener who is a whistleblower and wanted to come on the show. His name is Richard Spurgeon. He's a retired soldier and former consultant to the United States government's classified community. He's also a prior employee of the year winner of the Defense Information System Agency, supporting the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He served in the Pentagon on the morning of the September 11th false flag terrorist attacks, and was in the building when the plane struck, working as the senior military technician. And, he has a book that he's released called The Game of Life Now. We'll talk about his book. We'll tell you a little bit about it. I'll read just a short piece on it. If your body is made of trillions upon quadrillions of atoms that flash in and out of existence billions of times a second, and they never touch, then who are you? We'll get into that deep question, as well as talking about the general state of the world. He was also hand-selected to, listen to this, to work the first emergency operation shift in the National Military Command Center after the planes struck, and he worked overnight as the senior military IT communications technician supporting joint logistics operations abroad. He also was responsible for assisting with emergency evacuations and maintaining classified information and communications of that day. And without further ado, let's bring Richard Spurgeon on the line with us on the Bob Tuscan Show. Richard, how are you?
Hey, good evening.
So let's go ahead and start with your background here.
Let me ask you this. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you brilliantly. It's amazing how the phones work.
Good. Yeah, I'm on a Bluetooth earpiece. I just wanted to make sure. I really love where we're headed.
Absolutely. And I'm interested. The day of the Pentagon attack, the 9/11 attacks, what's going through your head? What were you doing? Obviously, we all know the story that wing of the Pentagon was under renovation at the time. Why don't you pick it up from there?
I appreciate you saying all those nice things about me, too. And I guess we always want to preface whoever's listening out there now or in the future, wherever they're at. For me, that day is real funny. You know, looking back on it, when you go through it at the moment, it's one of those WTF moments. What's going on? But me, I had been in the military almost 20 years at that point, and I had already declined consideration for that last promotion. And, probably had about 18 years in at the time, and I had already declined. I knew I was going to retire, so I had a different mindset about me than most other people looking for that next promotion or they're going to stay in 30 or 35 years. I knew I was getting out and moving on. But that day, 2 weeks prior to that, I had already put in my retirement or my paperwork declining consideration for promotion. And that morning you come in, of course, if you anybody's familiar with that area, if you work on the spec desk or the chairman's quarter there, they've always got the televisions on. You come in that morning, and, you know, it's fun working there. It's a lot of fun. It's 20,000 people in the building, and it's like a city to itself. It's exciting, and when you work over in the chairman's corner, the spec desk, or they call it the NMCC, National Military Command Center, it's a lot of fun, you know. But, you know, people come in, they're very senior people, and but the television's always on. So that morning, you're having your coffee and your donut or whatever you're doing, and you've already seen the two strikes, and then all of a sudden you feel the building rock there in the Pentagon, and people jump up and start moving quickly because you know something happened. But before it took place there at the Pentagon, people were already on high alert and were already moving. We had already been notified. We had to set up command shop in the NMCC and get things moving, what was going on that morning. But, you know, everybody just combobulated and compartmentalized when you work in that type of environment, so nobody really knew what was going on. But you could see it on television, and when you saw the building rock, you know, you get moving.
You broke up. What's that?
Was I a little long-winded there?
You dropped off for a second. Your connection's a little choppy.
Really? Well, let's fix that right now.
That's all right. We can blame it on the agencies tuning into the show right now. Besides,
no. Of course, they monitor anybody they label as a threat. But that day, you know, I was back then, you know, key IT guy, communications, and. You know, you're senior, and you know, you're exposed to a lot of things. You get to see a lot of things, and it was an exciting day. You know, there were a lot of brave souls that day, and, of course, that side of the building was almost empty, or, you know, there was a little loss of life on that side because that portion of the building had underwent renovation. One wedge was empty. The other had been it. I don't know if you're aware of all that.
Yeah, I was. Did anybody actually die in the Pentagon?
Oh, yeah, you know, by the way, my son's mother actually worked in that quarter, and she was across the street at Crystal City at Swing Space that day, and many of her office mates didn't make it, though. They were some of the first that were moving back in after the renovation, and I think there were probably about 130 or 40 people that died over there in that portion of the building that day.
Really?
Yeah, so there were quite a few people, but if that portion of the building had not been, one wedge had just finished renovation, the other was empty, and because it was getting ready to undergo renovation, there would normally be 4,000 or 5,000 people per two wedges in the Pentagon, or 5,000 per wedge, 4,000 per wedge. You figure 20,000 people in the building. So that any other time, that would have been would have been catastrophic. More, I mean, one loss of life is catastrophic, but you know, I just want to say it had been far more drastic that day.
Right.
You know, of course, whatever you want to say it was, a plane or whatever, all the conspiracy videos tell you, but whether it was loaded with thermite or whatever you want to believe.
Do you believe a plane actually hit the Pentagon?
Well, you know, for me, I was in the building when it struck. So whatever it was that went off, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have one very good friend who actually saw it, and you know, so I can listen to what he tells me, and I can sit here and throw that out to everybody on the news. Of course, you know, there's a few photos that are out there. What you really don't know is, what you can verify is this. Never in history have three, four planes or one plane crashed and everybody melted, the body parts, the teeth, the motors, and everything else. And we know that jet fuel just doesn't burn that hot. We've known this, you know, we've got 100 years of military research and empirical evidence that tells you that. So logic tells you that something else was in the planes. And you hear people talk about thermite, and other accelerants. And you can start talking about all type of other explosives that might have somehow found themselves onto the planes. And maybe there might have been some advanced steering technology that might have been involved, such as laser-guided sight-to-sight, many other technologies that, you know. I mean, so you got to think outside the box here.
Yeah, you don't know. That's for sure.
Well, you know enough to realize that you're being lied to about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got access to enough information to where if you look it up on your own, you'll figure it out. But if you keep believing what you're told, you won't get it. You got to really watch a few documentaries. And what they do is they sprinkle a lot of garbage in there about, well, it was a missile that hit the side of the Pentagon, and official stories differ from the government stories. So you can create a little chaos in there, and people seize the doubt. What you can't lie about are certain truths like Tower 7 falling and nothing touching, and the building being rigged for demolition, which takes months of planning and weeks of preparation. And just there's a laundry list of things that you can pick up if you'll watch just a few documentaries on your own. But that's just one false flag. There are many other false flags. But
sure.
The Bali bombing, the London 5-5. I mean, the list, just it never stops because you know how they use it. It's technique.
Yep. Hey, we got to take a quick break, Richard. When I come back, I mentioned that you helped maintain classified information and communications that day. I want to learn a little bit more about that, and then I want to shift gears and start talking about your book, The Game of Life Now, available on Amazon and other book outlets. Richard Spurgeon, our special guest on the Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
We got a lot to talk about with Richard Spurgeon tonight, so we'll jump right back into it. Richard, you mentioned you were a whistleblower. Explain what you mean by that.
Oh, you were asking me earlier about the communication security and what these are additional duties that many of us have when you work at that level. And, you know, you handle classified information and you take oaths that you'll safeguard that information. And I think where a lot of people like Eric Snowden get themselves in trouble is they come out and, they'll mention a program name or they'll say, talk about something specifically that they were working on. When they've taken an oath that they never would do that, they realize that people, millions of people worldwide, not only for the American government, all governments do this, and that wherever you're born and raised, from the moment you're born, you're taught your country's the greatest, and wherever you live, North Korea, South Korea, Russia, China.
You mean that's not a uniquely American theme?
Everywhere you live, you're fed a choreographed, scripted set of news and history. And so in American, the way it was for us, you say a whistleblower. Well, if you've got somebody that works on these programs, for instance, when I left MITRE, I think it was 2-3 years after that, the Wheeler gentleman they found in the dumpster that came out talking about all the birds that had died all over the planet in various from the heart and all the other geoengineering and whatever title you want to put all of the expenditure of funds under. And it's not just America. You're talking Russia, China, and everybody. They're all being financed by the same bankers, so it don't matter. So whistleblower for me, I mean, I don't know. I feel for Eric Snowden and what's the other gentleman from WikiLeaks who puts little things out there here and there. But how about somebody that kind of helps wake people up and unifies people, brings them together? And, you know, what is a whistleblower? Is it somebody that wakes everybody up? And if you can kind of help wake one person up or two or three people wake up and it helps kids, then, you know, why wouldn't you do it? But so that, what would you like to know about me as a whistleblower? In the book, I think. Well, go ahead.
Well, I'm just curious. Is there something that you witnessed in your career that you wanted to come out and blow the whistle on?
I'll tell you this, that I like it the way Rumsfeld talked about knowns, known unknowns, and unknowns, unknowns. I feel that I put enough verifiable information in there that you can look up on your own. And what you want to do is get people to ask simple questions and think for themselves. So in my career, even after I retired from the military, I stayed in the community, and I consulted there for a few years. And you get access to enough information where you realize that the population's not being told straight truth about everything, and that a lot of information's being withheld from them. And if you also have access to enough information from a broad spectrum, like you're able to manage networks, because most people work in cubicles and offices. I don't know if you know anything about the classified community, but everybody's locked up in their own little world. If you hear Machiavelli talk about it in the Prince, what you do is keep people compartmentalized so you can keep them separate and fighting. You see where I'm going?
Sure, yeah.
So, yes, of course I had access. I saw information. I saw enough information to realize that the public wasn't being told everything. But again, you got to realize they keep everybody compartmentalized and separated in the federal government and even in the covert ops as well.
In your compartment, what was compelling that you either can or cannot share?
I think I got to a point where you get past information technology and communication systems, and you get past being in the military or working for the government. You start asking yourself simple questions, and you start working in environments where you're not allowed to talk about certain concepts because it's considered proselytizing, or it's beyond religion, but most people consider religion when you start dealing with satellite and space technology and systems and sensors. And how each star emits its own light. If you don't see in that frequency or phase, then you wouldn't see life that might exist within that umbrella. And you start talking about quantum physics and how everything's made of electromagnetic energy, but you're not allowed to talk about this in the public because it offends people, because they consider it religious or spiritual. But anyway, does that answer your question?
No.
So that kind of got what got me going, is realizing there's so much technology that we do not discuss in the public forum, and we do not expose to children. When you start talking about alchemy and chemistry, for instance, kids right now in many other countries, it's illegal to have GMO foods in the school or conventional food grown with herbicides, fungicides, and pesticides. And you start doing your own research about biochemistry or biology and quit believing what you're told, but your kids, you know, come to you a lot of time, you know, they're in college or they're in high school, and these are, you know, kids are very bright right now. So you start questioning a lot of things, and then you try and discuss certain concepts at work or around others who may be consulting to the government and you're told not to talk about certain things, you have to make a choice. You keep your head in the sand or you walk away from it.
Sure. Let me ask you this, Richard, okay? We've talked a lot about drones recently. It's made the news, as I'm sure you're aware. It's all about the drones, the potential for drones spying on us, killing us, and all this. And I made the point the other day on the show that I don't think drones are really that much different than some of the technologies that have existed for some time now. In fact, I believe that military-industrial complex has had technologies that go far beyond drone technologies for spying, say, for all sorts of reasoning. Are you privy to any of these technologies? And if so, what are they? You mentioned quantum information. Is there quantum computing that they're using? Tell me more.
Well, let's start talking about that. Someone had a joke. I don't know. It was your website. I saw the joke about the aliens. They said the extraterrestrials were watching us. And they said, they're a primitive species. And they said, well, they've got satellites now. And they said, yeah, but they're pointing them at themselves, you know, and the weapons and everything. So, you know that, like, Google, just ask yourself a simple question. You talk about technology here. Well, let me just wake a lot of people up that are out there listening right now. Ask yourself how Microsoft, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Apple, Solaris, whoever, Cisco and Verizon and all these other companies can be assisting China, Russia, America, North Korea, South Korea, and all the other countries who are all at war with one another, Middle East. And they're assisting everybody. They're right in the middle making money hand over fist.
That's like IBM during World War II and Coca-Cola.
You got to be an idiot not to get it. Well, I just like to, first of all, take that back. I want to share something funny with you. Have you ever heard of stereogram artwork?
No, I don't think so.
I just want to explain this real quick. You've probably seen it before. Stereogram artwork, it's a big picture. You look at this picture on the wall, and it looks like it's chaotic or chaos and squiggly lines or whatever. But the more you can look at that picture, if you can cross your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see a picture. And when you see that picture, not only do you see it, it jumps out at you in 3D. Bam.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, whoa, I see it. But until you see it, you're like, I can't see it. But the moment you see it, you're like, I see it.
I was always real poor at seeing those. But I tell you what, if I'm following your analogy, I'm a lot better at seeing the stuff that we face today. That's for sure.
You had questions. You started young. Your generation. I know I'm quite a bit years wide, but once you realize we all live forever, you get past all that crap. What's happening right now is people waking up, asking simple questions, refusing to believe what they're told anymore. We can run car on water while we're still using gas. People say, you can't do that. You're like, how do you keep a submarine underwater for months at a time? They say, well, I don't know. You say, well, take filtered seawater. You still bring in the seawater and you purify it and you got drinking, bathing water, and then you run electricity through the water and you got oxygen for the ship and hydrogen as a byproduct. That's how they keep them under for months at a time. We can run a car on water. People go, oh, you can't do that. Yeah, you can. We get junior colleges proving it all over the world, you know, and they keep whipping stuff under the rug. I'll keep my language clean here. But we don't know how to provide. You got trillions of volts of energy running through the ionosphere. They're not screwing with when they're blasting billions of volts from HARP and all the other facilities, because it's not just HARP and
the light. Oh, yeah, the technology goes beyond that. We'll pick it up right there.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
You're starting to get into HARP technologies and how that's just the tip of the iceberg, eh?
How are you doing?
Doing well. So what's beyond HARP?
Beyond HARP?
Scalar weapons?
Well, I think, personally, I mean, what information you got out there about HARP, there are many other facilities that are similar to it in nature that you could fall, that could fall under the auspice of geoengineering, or they could fall up under, you know, you could even roll that up under advanced communication systems for, you might have a lot of that could roll up under the Space Department as well, right? So you're looking for ways to hide what you're doing from the public. And you realize there's just, it's not just America and Russia and China. You realize there's a shadow government that kind of controls all of them. It looks like Russia and China and America were all at war with one another, but in reality, that's not what's going on. You got, it's just like watching wrestling on television. You see the Hulk Hogan and The Rock, they're all against one another, but they're getting paid by the same dude behind the scenes. When you see Democrats and Republicans, you think you got a choice, but they're really controlled by the same group. And with us, it at war with one another, and they tell you, oh, we're using this advanced technology for geoengineering was one reason, one way they try and hide it. And then the other is advanced systems technology is another way you try to hide it. Or it can even fall into office, like I just said, of space technology where you're, you know, you're blasting, you know, radio transmissions out into space, right? But then you use the antennas later to blast billions of volts of electromagnetic energy through the ionosphere, and you bounce it around. You can create earthquakes, off the climate. Then you start dumping chemtrails or whatever you want to call them, heavy metal elements, into the atmosphere. You can create calamities and massive killings of birds. And, you know, we are, you already know all this stuff. I think you discussed this on your shows before, right?
Sure have. And, you know, that, coupled with the nuclear situation, I wanted to get to a breaking story here that I haven't heard reported a bit. If we can digress for a moment to inject this story, breaking out of Pope County, a 9/11 dispatcher receives reports of an explosion at the Arkansas Nuclear One facility. Let's see here. A resident in the vicinity of Arkansas's Nuclear One plant reported a loud ground-shaking explosion and then saw smoke. It is believed that a transformer on site exploded, but the report remains unconfirmed at this time, with the Entergy, that's what they wrote here, I don't know if that's a typo or not, Entergy and Arkansas Nuclear One officials. At this time, there's no threat to the immediate area surrounding the community of Russellville, and there are unknown reports of injuries, but every time we hear one of these situations, Richard, we perk up a little bit and say, this could at any point in time get to be pretty darn dangerous, like we've seen with Fukushima and other potential disasters when it comes to the nuclear systems. And again, we don't need these nuclear facilities for energy, do we?
That is so funny. That is a good question. The short answer is no. We already know how to provide unlimited free power to the world. Unlimited free power. Just like we know how to provide good drinking water, clean air, and it's being kept from people. And you're told, oh, we can't come to an agreement, you know, Democrats, Republicans, China, Russia, and the smog and coal and this archaic fossil fuels. And we personally as humans, we've known for decades that we could do this. When you start talking about Nikola Tesla and many of the revolutionary discoveries that took place in, you know, the early 1900s, 100 years ago, right? But these men walked on the shoulders of great ones that came far before us as well, right?
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah, the short answer is, do we need nuclear? No, good God. We've been able to move on beyond that. And then a lot of these times, you never know if this is a false flag event they set up. And they set these false flag events up all over the world periodically throughout the year. It could be a school shooting or a theater shooting or something like this, or Fukushima. And they don't care, just like the BP oil spill.
What's your take on the BP oil spill?
Oh, you got BP. I like it that all these college students are doing the research out there. And where we're headed is enough of you bright young folks are going to put together a consolidated website that unifies people, Mothers Against Drunk Dads, Parent Teachers Association, and all these other people. With the BP oil spill, this is so funny. It tickles me that Halliburton, I guess, the week before, or 2 or 3 weeks, whatever it is, they had bought Boots and Coots, the world's largest oil recovery cleanup crew in the world. And people selling stock the week before all of it happens, and you gotta laugh. It was the biggest false flags in the world. And, you gotta realize these families do not care. They don't care. They got no empathy, no compassion. They don't care about humans. They don't care about anything. That's all they care about is power and control to themselves. They're predators, apex predators. So, in short, I'm telling you what I know about the BP oil spill. It was another false flag, just like 9/11.
Yep. I got a false flag in my throat right now. Jeez. Speaking of false flags, I meant to ask you, what's your take on Project Blue Beam?
I haven't even heard the word. You said Blue Beam.
Yeah, Project Bluebeam.
No, I haven't.
Look into this. It's and maybe you can tell me what you think about this premise.
Sure.
It's the idea that they... What's that?
I was just going to say, I try... The conspiracies, there's so much out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see this Project Bluebeam on NASA. Okay. There's so much out there, it's hard for people to weed through it. You kind of just want to help people focus on what it is they can verify. And if they can verify simple things for themselves, then they'll get the whole picture eventually.
Sure. Well, Project Bluebeam has an interesting premise that I think is something that you might be able to comment on. The basic idea is that they use technology to shoot out holographic images of extraterrestrials, and they create this threat of extraterrestrials using holograms and other far-out technologies, and they try to use that to get the people scared and all the world's powers to come together and fight this common threat that we on the planet now have.
Okay. I can talk right through all that. You're right. I've heard this concept is a little, I've heard it. What you do is you create a phantom enemy like the terrorists. We already know it wasn't terrorists that did 9/11, and that you create these phantom enemies and you create a never-ending war. And what you want to do is keep people in a perpetual state of fear. It's trauma-based programming of the mind coupled with neuro-linguistic programming of the mind that you see through the use of the televisions. You hear people call it NLP. You're programming people to think a certain way. You live in the land of the free, but you're not free in America. You're 5% of the world's population, 25% of the world's prison population. You're free range. With ETCs, you hear people call them ETCs, extraterrestrial craft. They don't call them UFOs anymore. It's just extraterrestrial craft. You call them UFOs to keep people kind of thinking, you know, well, it could be a hoax, you know, but once everybody starts calling them ETCs or extraterrestrial craft, you kind of start putting two together. But we already know advanced ancients existed on this planet, still do to some, it never left. I mean, good God, the facts are just so overwhelming. But you can't talk to the average person about it because they clam up and immediately call you crazy. But they don't look at the hundreds of pyramids around the planet, the humans they tell you cavemen built for the rope, the wheel, or the pulley, or the thousands of crop circles with advanced sacred geometrical or, you know, shapes within them. They tell you two drunks did it. And, you know, most people just won't think outside the box. But in regards to extraterrestrials attacking the planet, it's like that Jesus myth. As long as you believe there's a savior somewhere outside yourself, you'll always be waiting for someone to show up instead of caring for yourself now, right? If you believe there's an advanced species of life out there in the universe, which there are, by the way, infinite forms of life, not just what you think of as out there may be in here, if you know what I mean. We're a primitive species. And you got to, period. And if you can create that phantom enemy about asteroids are going to hit the planet, or there's going to be some aliens that are going to come in and kill us, or they're controlling us, and they're keeping us locked up, using the moon as a base, then you'll always be trapped in it until you realize that. When you wake up, you see through the whole thing. But so, yes, I will tell you that is being used as propaganda to keep people programmed, period, yes.
All right, Richard, we're going to shift gears after our next break and talk a little bit more about your book. We'll discover the greatness and the greatest secret of all time. We'll come to realize life is more special than it appears to be, and we'll ask some profound questions with our guest, Richard Spurgeon. We're all over the place, from 9/11 false flags to quantum physics. This is a great conversation we're having with special guest Richard Spurgeon.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Nice break from our traditional look at current events and whatnot, and we will talk about again his book, which you can find available on Amazon and other book outlets, The Game of Life Now. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the book and tell us where we begin with it all?
Great, appreciate the time to talk on your show. Yeah, so you know, back in 9/11, my background, IT, communication systems, which morphs into satellite and space technology systems and sensors, and you're starting to use electromagnetic data for many things. And you start questioning life, and you had children, and you got people around you waking up asking questions, and you're having conversations that are a little outside the water cooler talk or the Sunday football game. And you're not allowed to talk about certain things because people get offended. And you just start waking up. So for me, once you do wake up, it's hard to stay in that environment. It's like the Matrix. You wake up and you realize, I can't be part of this anymore. You can either take the money, which most people do, because you're making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year in the D.C. area. Everybody here is a GS-15 or an overpaid contractor, and when you watch Hunger Games, you realize that everybody that lives close to the government centers make a lot of money. And people living the good life, and a lot of people don't want to wake up and start questioning things. So the book Game of Life Now, Einstein said if you can't keep it simple, you gotta keep it simple. Anybody can make things complicated. The book's short, it's 100 pages. It's real simple, down to earth and spiritual. And it'll walk you right through the process of waking up so that you can see things clearly. And anybody that knows anything will tell you don't listen to them anyway. Think for yourself. As long as you're listening to everybody else, when are you ever going to know anything on your own?
Exactly.
So, a lot of simple questions, information, and you want to get, the first question is, this is what we know as an advanced species right now, is that we know our body's made of electromagnetic energy. We know this, and we call it state secrets or national secrets, that we're not allowed to talk about these concepts at school to kids. The moment kids are born, they're slapped and stuck with needles. By the time they're 5, had 30, 40 shots, they're told where to be when the bell rings, regurgitate what you're told. And if you don't, we're going to label you Enigma, put you on Ritalin. If
your parents Unless you don't choose to raise your children in a different way. And, that's the whole idea here, that we don't allow for that cycle to continue. Our son was not subject to any of that, and we plan on homeschooling him and all that good stuff. So we don't have to have that existence, but you're right. Most people, just as a default, go through that.
I like what you're doing, by the way. You're doing home. If we wake up enough people, you realize that schools are a good thing. We can use schools to teach, let kids go in and learn the arts. They can learn languages and learn agriculture. But right now, you realize schools are being used to indoctrinate kids, and it's a way you can force them to take vaccinations. They feed them GMO, conventional food at school. And they lie to them about their most basic history.
And on top of that, children learn from who they spend the majority of their time with. And do we want them really to learn from their peers and their teachers who are just repeating things? Of course not. We want them to learn from their parents who are going to teach them what's right and what's wrong and give them the skills of critical thinking. We talk a lot about critical thinking and how that's a prerequisite for anything else. If you just repeat stuff, then, well, you're just a repeater. You're not a critical thinker.
Very good. The human body, at the most basic level, is a robot. It's an electromagnetic robot. It looks like it's made of blood and guts, but it's really made of electromagnetic energy. And you can program the mind with habitual thinking and patterns of thought and patterns of action. Of course, it's always the way you think that creates the action, right?
Right, exactly.
So with the school systems, I actually talk about a lot of that in the book as well. And throughout the book, you want to wake people up. Who are you? Question life. Have you ever had an epiphany or deja vu or chance encounters or dreams that come true, serendipity, or have you ever thought about somebody and they call you on the phone?
And then I think that's happened to just about everyone.
And science tells you, don't pay attention to that. You're in religion says you're a born sinner, you're going to hell, or whatever the dogma teaches you. And you question these things. Is there something more magical to life than meets the eye? And if the world you see is a holographic illusion, we know this. We can prove this. And you can prove it to yourself the moment you can learn to steal your mind. And you can just go inward, let it all go, and learn to, again, you hear people say, steal the mind. Still waters run deep, be still and know that I'm God. Whatever these ancient phrases, metaphorical phrases, or phrases we're trying to impart, is telling each individual that if you can just get still long enough, most people wake up and they're on a treadmill. The moment you wake up in the morning, you're making the coffee, you're racing to work, your mind never stops. But the moment you can do that and just observe the world with a clear set of glasses instead of believing everything you've been told, you kind of see the world a different way. So that's where the book takes people. And if you're looking for answers about life and about your life after life, which I think most people want to know, I think the moment you realize you never die, that consciousness permeates all things. There is no such thing as a dead atom or a subatomic particle or whatever you want to argue about. Then you get past all of it and you realize that, you know, that we're part of something very special and that who you are on the inside is probably a little more special than you ever might have thought of as well.
All right. So if I'm reading you correctly, you suggest that our physical vessel is our body. It houses our consciousness. And then what happens when our physical body dies to our consciousness? I understand the part that we never die, we continue to live on, and I get your premise, but why don't you walk me through the actual happenings, or do you not know? I don't know, and I think many might argue that nobody really knows until they go through it.
Right on, that each person has to know for themselves. And throughout history, you've always heard this stated is, in America, you hear this, know thyself, and everyone says, Socrates said, and Jesus said, and Buddha said, and I always step back and say, well, I didn't think any of them spoke English. And everybody gets all pissed off. And I'm like, you have to come to know this on your own. Others can tell you how to find this peaceful place within yourself where you might just glimpse something that wakes you up. Because it's all about awareness. People talk about, oh, you're smart. You know how fast electron travels and how much a proton weighs and how many subatomic particles there are. And you're like, okay, when you try and talk with that person about chemicals in their food or there's a shark in a swimming pool, they can't get it. All they can talk about is what quantum physics. So does that make you smart? Would you rather be smart or aware? If you could know things, not believe in things, but know things, would you want to know things that take you out into deeper waters? Most people don't want to know anything more. They give it up because of prior condition and laziness. In regard to conscious awareness permeating all things, you ask yourself, how could a perfect creator create an imperfect world? Which came first, chicken or the egg? Well, I don't know. If they're both flashing in and out of existence billions of times a second, then I would say there might be something else going on, that the physical world rides on a far greater spiritual plane, and that this physical world may be just one of an infinite number of other types of realities that are beyond comprehension by the human mind. And it's possible sometime that you might escape your human mind and get a little, see glimpses of divinity or know things that others around you might not be able to see. And is it possible that if you could, would you be able to help them see things before that they couldn't see? By trying to help someone see the stereogram artwork example we were talking about earlier. You got 50 people in a room and they can't see it. And you can teach one at a time. And when they finally do see it, they get it. Till then, you know, they can get it. Can't see things because their mind has been conditioned to see things a certain way. So,
right. It kind of reminds me of the ships.
The ships?
And the ships, yeah. When
I saw that on What the Bleep, where they talk about how the indigenous populace didn't see the mm-hmm. ships coming in, but they had yep. never seen them before.
Exactly.
Is it possible to see things that you did not see before? Yes. When you become more consciously aware of what you're thinking and why you're thinking, all at once you start to realize the universe is always giving you clues. Mother Nature is slow to reveal herself to those who are looking elsewhere. She loves them. Everybody accepts them as they choose to be, right? Slow to reveal cute clues if you're looking the other way. But the moment you start looking for clues, you have moments of synchronicity. You're thinking about something that pops up on television or your favorite song starts playing on the radio.
All right, we got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with hour number two. Also, open up the phone lines next hour. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.